I don't care about Israel at all. It's a non-factor. However, if Israel continues to shove it in my face that they're able to buy elections, that they're able to throw enough money at somebody that they can overturn a House primary and make it the most expensive primary in history, if they're going to go out there and openly lobby for things, and I very recently had a conversation with a member of the intelligence community, somebody who's about ready to retire, and the statement that I got was so unsettling. I didn't ever see a dissemination control. When you have classified documents, they basically give you the level of classification, and then they have what's called dissemination controls. And so it might be unclassified, but you can only disseminate to law enforcement or official use. It may be secret and no foreign, which means no foreign government gets it, or it's secret and you can do what's called, it says rel to, release to, and you can release it to certain groups, whether it be the Five Eyes or different countries. And there's a category underneath at least our secret classification that allows for release to the United States and Israel only. And it's specific information that only goes to those partners. It doesn't go to the Brits. It doesn't go to the Kiwis. It doesn't go to the Aussies. It doesn't go to the Canadians. It's only to Israel. And I'd never seen that when I was working in the FBI. I didn't even know it was a real thing. And I brought it up with an Intel community member and said, is this real? Like, I read about it. I see it's in the guidebook that lists out the classifications. Do we use this? And the statement came back to me, yes, and far more frequently than I'm comfortable with. And so we do crazy amounts of information sharing, but at the same time, you listen to people that have come out of the CIA, that have come out of NSA, that have come out of these DIA, and they say, the Israelis come in and they're always spying on us. They're always trying to spy on us. I've got buddies that were in law enforcement, like federal law enforcement, that were doing overseas work. They were going to, other countries, and sometimes they do a landing, so in Tel Aviv or in Jerusalem. And they said when they were switching planes there, they would have beautiful women come up and do what's called a bump. On a regular basis, they would try to bump and recruit our guys that are, they're all cleared personnel, but it doesn't mean they're working on sensitive stuff. Because the Israelis are constantly working against us.
Honeypots, stingrays, mm-hmm. Breaking into things. Kiriakou talks about it.
We call them a frenemy. They're a frenemy at best. And so when I keep hearing politicians come out and say they're our greatest ally, obviously someone is writing this PR garbage. And then the second thing that you see them always doing is conflating the presence of American Jewish people. And then if you were to say something about, about Israel, then you're somehow anti-Semitic because they've basically conflated the religious nature or the race of the people and the people that live in a foreign country. To me, that's bizarre. I grew up over and over hearing, Alex, you probably did too, Israel's an amazing place. It's the only liberal democracy in the Middle East. It's the only place where Christians and Muslims and Jewish people can all live together and they're all represented in the government and blah, 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 blah. And you find out the way that they turn.
Well, meanwhile, they're vaporizing Christian Lebanon and taking it right now.
That's right. And knocking down settlements that are in the West Bank that are Christian. The only remaining Christian settlement. It was a front and center piece of the news from a group I used to work with. And you're sitting there going, how do we ignore these two things? Because they're in conflict with each other. They cannot be our greatest ally and then also be trying to drag us into a conflict and,
Trump was saying. Is they're definitely arrogant. They're definitely making their move. And it's very unpopular and it's treasonous. And now it's front and center and it's 80% of American people don't like this. So I think Israel's bit off more than they can chew. We're almost out of time, but in the 60 seconds, how do you see this unfolding?
I think you're exactly right. I think they've bitten off more than they can chew. And I had this conversation with Mark Haug, who recently got a settlement from DOJ. He's one of the guys that was targeted by the last DOJ. And he said something to me that stuck with me. He says, the devil's always loudest when he's losing. And I thought that was a really poignant thing. And that actually turns out to be the case for a lot of different people. When you're behind the eight ball, when you're losing, you tend to be complaining and whining and louder. And you tend to be, try to puff yourself up to be bigger than you are. When people are winning and they're getting away with something, they're very happy for you not to know it. I mean, that's been my experience with people. If you're doing some shenanigans behind the scene, you don't want to call any attention to that. But when you start losing and the status quo is failing on you, you might actually need to be louder than you were before. I think this rattle is almost like, it has the potential of being a death rattle. Now, maybe they turn it, maybe they get what they want. But I think they've turned the Gen Alphas. I think they've turned the Gen Zs. I think they've turned a lot of people in my generation. I'm like the oldest millennial out there. I was born in 81. So I think the people in my age bracket and even people older than me are looking and just going, look, we don't care that Israel exists. We're not mad that they're there. What we don't want to do is fund them. And we certainly don't want them dragging us into conflicts and wars that cost us, blood and treasure.
We don't want Israel to run us. It's not our country. They're openly saying they run us and it's wrong. Kyle Serafin, KyleSerafinShow.com.
Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Crew's definitely a bunch of wizards in the way they pull up amazing, continuous, flowing AI videos. They made that Doom spoof, which was, it says do, and they did that on the spot.
Smashing globalists.
Let's look at a globalist. Here's Keir Starmer, put this out yesterday. Of course, he says this is for the children. And anytime any politician says anything is for the children, it ain't for the children. All right. And I'm just going to tell you how this is done. This is what they want. The system does not want anonymity. They don't like people being online that they can't control. They want to know who says what so they can send somebody after them to put them in jail, especially in the UK. They're already arresting people for Facebook posts. They're arresting people for X posts. They are serious. They want you to accept migrants. They want you to accept the tyranny with a smile. And you get back in line and you let the migrants come on in and they get everything while you get nothing. That's nice, guys. Why do I look like I'm 80 years older than Alex in that picture? That's pretty good, though. They almost got the suit shirt combination correct. Okay, they're saying that's how long it's going to take to get me in office. Yeah. I think the beard will be fully gray by then. It's already got, it's got some nice gray coming in there in the center. But let's go to Keir Starmer. Here's his message for the children. He's really concerned about the children. Okay. This is a guy who literally covered up for pedophiles in his government as a judge. So, but let's hear what he has to say now.
Every parent wants the best for their kids. And that's what being a parent means. And for me, for my two kids, all I've ever wanted, hand on heart, is for them to be safe and for them to be happy.
Unless it's one of my friends who wants to rape them.
It's up to them. But, you know, I think back to when I was growing up, and I have to say, I think we had it easier. These days, kids have to find their feet in a world that changes so quickly, where technology intrudes into every area of their lives. And we know that harms them. The response from parents in the consultation has been absolutely clear. Thousands of parents say their children are addicted to social media. It can leave them trapped in a cycle of endless scrolling that displaces play, sleep, and time with the family. It can harm their mental health. And frankly, parents need our support on this. That is why today, the government has decided to to ban social media access for children under 16.
The government has decided.
It's a big step for our country. Now, it's not an easy thing to do. I'll be honest about that. We haven't rushed into it. We've looked carefully at the evidence. And we'll have to adapt our approach as technology changes. Learn from other countries which are taking similar steps. And it's fair to say that this decision has been resisted, and it will face resistance from some of the most powerful companies in the world. But we will take them on, and we will win. Because the need for action could not be any clearer. Social media is making our children unhappy and unsafe. And as a parent, as much as a prime minister, I just can't let that go on anymore. Because our children deserve better. They deserve a happy, safe childhood in a stronger, fairer Britain.
So we're going to import lots of migrants to beat them up and treat them as subhuman.
Notice he doesn't say anything about that. It's like we're going to continue to import people who don't belong into the country. But what is it all about? This is all about creating internet ID. And Europe thinks if they start it, they can get the rest of the world to follow. So the UK is going to start it because they don't want people talking about what's going on. They don't want people sharing videos of a guy getting beheaded in the middle of the street or attempted beheading in the middle of the street. They don't want to show you of the young man who got stabbed by the Sikh and then was handcuffed to die on the street while this guy ran around going, he's a racist, he's a racist. They don't want you to see that. And so when your identity is attached to that, you're going to see all these videos dry up. But he was right about one thing, you know, social media has kind of destroyed civilization in its own way. It's created some rot. And here's an article. It was on Alex Jones Live. Are smartphones killing the birth rate? And in general, fertility rate in the U.S. has fallen 22% since 2007, which is the year the iPhone came out. Now, I don't think social media was prevalent at that time as much. I mean, there was Facebook, but there wasn't as many little, it wasn't TikTok, there wasn't Instagram. X, when did X come around? 2009, a couple years later, so it didn't quite, wasn't quite at that point. But that was the start of the smartphone and people looking at their phone and taking pictures with it and sending pictures to people. And so here it is by birth. This is interesting. So they think it was a 4.5 to 8% at ages 15 to 19. And 3.2 to 6.6% ages 20 to 24. They found statistically significant but smaller declines among older women. So these are people who had already kind of gone through life and weren't. It took me a while to jump on social media bandwagon. I don't think I got an X account until like 2015. And that was because I was going to Bilderberg and Joe Biggs said, you got to get on X. You got to make an X account. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to create an X account. I don't like social media. So no, you got to do it. You'll be able to send out stuff quickly. And for that, it was great. It was great to send out news and updates of what was going on, you know, and on these different trips we took. So, yeah, there it is. Just in, they clarified. You adults will still be able to use social media by verifying identities with digital IDs, facial recognition, passports, and credit cards. See? It's for the children. Being able to identify all adults is for the children. And that's how it is. So let's go to this. I want to go to these clips. Let's go to the first one. Europeans discovering America is some of the best content on the internet right now. This is about a 3-minute clip. And it is, it's basically, you know, people realizing that America isn't just people shooting each other with guns, because that's what they're told. They're told Americans just kill each other with guns, even though it's probably like four cities where the most of the murders take place. Most of the gun-related murders take place in four cities. But they want you to think, you know, the European press wants you to think that that's all, it's just Americans running around shooting each other. This first guy here, just show the still frame, guys. This guy here is walking around a neighborhood, and he's like, man, people actually talk to each other. You know, my neighborhood, man, if people are walking and you drive by them, you better wave to them because they're waving at you. And you don't want to be that neighbor that doesn't wave. And but you know what? It keeps the sense of a neighborly neighborhood. You know, you're not walking around or driving around. You're waving to your neighbor. You may not even know him, but you're waving to him. Okay? That's America. That's most of America. And people are going to monuments and national parks and eating the food. I've got more clips of eating the food. And then you look at what's going on in Europe. You know, they're literally having to fight for their country. They're literally dressing like Antifa to go fight for their country. Because it didn't quite work out with the ballot box, did it? And they don't have a cartridge box. So I don't know what box they're going to next. Is it the Antifa box? I mean, what do you have? You got the ballot box, the cartridge box. And then what's next? The hanging box? I don't know. Do they hang them? I don't know. I don't know what Europe's going to do, because I'm sure their elections are just as crooked as ours. And I got clips on that coming in too. Europeans are obsessed with rural America during 2026 World Cup stay. The verdict is in. So they're going to Buc-ee's. They're getting these giant brisket sandwiches and going, wow, this is good food. All right, let's go to the first clip. This is just a compilation. It's pretty funny. I like it.
These neighborhoods look exactly the same as every movie we've ever seen. The American flags, people have got race flags up. This old couple just walked past me and they go, good morning. I was like, what the hell? Did you guys talk to each other here?
Like, this is a high school stadium. What? Look at the amount of seats in this place. Do they actually fill these stadiums? Like, do people actually come for the game to actually fill these out? Because that's honestly mental. Like, that is crazy. There is a ton of seats in here. If this was England, it would literally be like on a little park field with dog shit everywhere.
Guys, I'm right now. If we had Chipotle in Australia, I swear to God, I would be there every single day.
Mm-hmm. It is so good.
Guys, Guzman needs to take notes.
Like,
Mad Max needs to take notes.
Like, what is in this? Crack.
It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. There really is. Like no other. I honestly think unless you live in America, or unless you visit here, you can't really comprehend how nice these areas are.
About to have my Alfredo fettuccine.
Holy fuck.
What?
And that's the best pasta I've ever eaten in my life.
Thank you.
WTF. That's the best pasta I've ever had. I love it here.
It's loaded with GMOs, don't worry. Mate.
Holly. That was the best day of my life. Best restaurant ever. 10 out of 10. Wish I could have that person the day of my life. A beige food girl stream.
Like, that's cool.
All right, pause for a second. That's how bad it is in the rest of the world. Like, Olive Garden is like the cream of the crop to some of these people. And is that wild or what? Like, Olive Garden, unlimited breadsticks. Like, that is what they like. Buc-ee's, Heat Ranch, all things that Europeans are discovering about America. Yeah, and you know what else they're discovering? They're like, look, these air conditioners actually work. I remember I took a trip with Jones and the crew. We went to Rome. And I stayed in a little apartment overlooking the Colosseum because I got to pick my own places, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to stay right across from the Colosseum. I set up GoPros. I did some time lapses, and I had a air conditioning little unit above me. And I would turn that thing down. It was in Celsius. And I'm just like, God, I'm sweating in the room. And I'm turning it down. I asked for a fan. The guy's like, what? This isn't good enough? This is what everybody has it set to. And I forget what the Celsius was, but it was like 83, I think. It was about 83 degrees. And I was just like, you people do not know what air conditioning is. And this was August in Rome, which is hot. It was hot. So, yeah, you can see the tweets are everywhere. Ranch dressing, I guess they've never had ranch dressing. You know, people are going to be bringing that back with them. Do you have anything to declare? Just this ranch dressing. Just a little ranch dressing in me coat. All right, let's finish the video.
So beautiful. Everybody's so friendly. Southern hospitality. The air smells nice.
When you're in the UK, okay, if you're next to the beach, it smells.
I was like,
the beach doesn't smell here, right?
No, everything's beautiful.
I can refill.
Yeah. You want one for two?
I can refill this 1,000 times.
Yeah, but you won't drink 1,000 cups of Coca-Cola.
You don't know me. And it's free.
You paid for it. You paid it.
Once.
Bro, slow down.
We've heard of refills, but what about second refills?
It's the best burger. Honestly, it's so good. And then I also got the animal style fries and a diet lemonade for balance. It's pink. I just love it here. Like,
they're all gaining 20 pounds.
And they get to fight human trafficking, which is awesome. They have Bible verses on the bottom of their cup. Never. Good if you can see. But yeah, look at that burger. It's so good. And then we've got the
sunset. We get nothing but bud burgers where we live.
I can never leave. I cannot live without this food.
I've been back home in the UK. I haven't felt like myself, which sounds so crazy. I now live for that adventure, that crazy lifestyle, that meeting new people, seeing new people every day. And I just long for it. And in America, it is so amazing. Oh, seriously, Americans, what have you done to me? I need to come back.
Yeah, you know, and they're told, oh, tourism's down. This is going to revitalize tourism. People watching these videos and reading these expos are going to be like, wait. We've been told America is this evil place with nothing but teens running around killing people. We got a picture of this is the burger you get in Europe. Show them the burger. Look at that. They keep pulling up these. This is a French burger, I believe, right there. Mmm. Filled with bugs and seaweed. All right. What do I got next? All right. This next one, I'll cut this one out early. But these are British high schoolers trying brisket for the first time. But they pull it out there. They're like, this looks like mud. You got to watch this. This is great. Do you guys have this one? Are you looking for the number? Number 5. No.
What does that look like to you?
There mud.
You got it.
For your first ever bite of Texas barbecue, I think we should try some burnt ends.
Burnt ends are amazing.
Oh my God. That just melted in my mouth.
Yeah.
I can't even explain. It's absolutely sublime.
That's really good.
So it doesn't taste like mud?
No. Wow.
I can't even describe it.
Perfect.
That is so good.
It tastes like steak, but smoky.
My eyes are watering.
I've not eaten all day, and it's probably the best thing I've ever eaten.
Wow. What age can you legally move to America?
In America, beef sausages are the most common sort of hot dogs and sausages.
How do you like these?
They make beef sausages.
That just looks, wow.
They do eat America's a lot of sausage really in the UK, but their sausage looks different than ours.
Sausage that's been smoked, infused with some cheese, jalapenos, a lot of spices.
The skin is really hard to, like, bite through.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that skin. It, like, cracks as you bite into it. That's the best thing. Oh, my God.
Much better than that Tesco, Aldi, Sainsbury's.
That is a good sausage.
I don't even think I can eat food here anymore.
I'm so scared to try this.
How do they eat guns and gravy?
That's not gravy.
Listen, I vomit. I can't lie.
Yeah, they're trying biscuits and gravy for people listening on the radio.
That is good.
Guns and gravy seems really weird.
They call them scones.
My God, that's so good.
How does one eat this without getting boned?
You can really tell that you guys haven't eaten ribs before.
I've never had ribs before.
You never had pork ribs?
I've had so much different types of meat, but I've never had ribs. Okay.
And then you can rip off one rib at a time or just go in.
I don't know. I don't know what they do with the ribs.
I can't, there's like a special taste there, but I can't.
A little bit of honey, maybe?
That's it.
That's lovely.
A little bit of honey.
Better than the ones I've
had. There you go. I'm getting hungry now. Okay. I got to go get some barbecue.
That's jealous.
What do you mean?
How they get to eat this.
Yeah. I want to go to America now.
If you could get
and
this
that's
here,
what they, this is what they eat in the UK. They get to eat boiled sausages. They boil it, and they have brown sauce. They got a little brown sauce that they put them in. All right, let's get this one so we can end it on the segment. Cue this one up to like 11:35. This is two North Koreans. A North Korean defector is eating Texas barbecue. You guys have that one? Cue it up to about 11:35 or 11:40 something. I have it written on 11:36. Roll it. They got those Bronto beef ribs from Black's. This is Black's Barbecue. It's an amazing place. It's very timid barbecue eaters. They've probably never seen meat like this. They're enamored by the juice. She's saying it's seriously delicious. If North Koreans came here and tasted, the country would unite right away. And see, that's what we should be leading with. We should be leading with our food. The Iranians probably don't get barbecue like this. Why don't we send them some briskets? Here's our peace plan. Keep the audio going. I love hearing these women go as they eat like delicious cuts of meat. Yeah, it is a smoked brisket. Here it is. That won't cost nearly as much as these missiles they're firing at. So they got a couple slices of brisket, but they're really going after this meat on the bone, these beef ribs that do look like they come from a dinosaur. I mean, Black's is definitely amazing. We're eating like total savages right now. Yes, you are. I mean, and that's how, that you want world peace? Make more brisket. We need to export some of our brisket. I'm getting hungry right now. This is amazing. Now I see why everyone told us to try again. Good thing we came back. So I guess they went there and probably didn't know what to get. Noobs. You know, you got to go with a tour guide. You got to go with a big fat Texan. Yeah, what you want here is some cream corn, a little okra, and get you some of them ribs. Well, they got a whole spread there. They got the beans. There's the cream corn, the mac and cheese. Yeah, you're in Texas. The staff are really friendly. Look at them ripping into that meat. They're not even going to hit their sides. Oh, my gosh. That looks so good. See, that's how we could have world peace. World peace through meat. You know, and people like Bill Gates don't want us to have meat. They want to create armies of ticks to make us allergic to beautiful cuts of meat like that. I mean, that I couldn't think of anything more evil than that right there. I mean, it's abortion killing babies. And then wanting to make people allergic to meat. That's right underneath it. Right there. We could have world peace with brisket. We really could.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. It's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got, like, copper, you know, in the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they live or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Flavor would instantly break any brainwashing. That's right. We could literally have world peace through brisket. Oh, but no. We have to have alpha-gal syndrome. Welcome back to the War Room. Europeans here for the World Cup are discovering all the amazing food we have to offer. Look at that. Oh, my God. That's a prime rib right there. Now, you know, that's I got a Tommy Robinson story. When he was here, he was doing his little Texas tour. It wasn't prime rib, but it was a part of I forget what, but Brianna Morello cooked the dinner, and Alex was there, and his wife was there, and Tommy Robinson was getting back with his crew. Savannah Hernandez was there, and she made this amazing prime rib. But, you know, when you do prime rib, it wasn't prime rib, but it was something that looked like a prime rib. And it had, you know, it was medium rare to rare. It was amazing. And Tommy gets there and he goes, can you cook it a little more? That's how worn down he is. He's got to have it like cooked extra well done. So she had to fire up the stove and sear the each side of the, I mean, she made some, it was amazing. It was so good. The way she cooked it. And it was just funny. You know, they don't have that in Europe. They're literally eating like, you know, bug burgers is what they're in with brown sauce. They have in the UK, they have this stuff called brown sauce. It's not even got a name. It's just called brown sauce. Look at it. They're like guns. Oh, look, air conditioning. See? Horrible sugary drinks. Now, see what they don't, they're all skinny. You see that? They're all skinny because they're not allowed to eat such large portions. Over here in America, we're all disgusting fat bodies. But let's go ahead and open up the phone lines. We got about an hour and a half left in the show, and I'd like to hear what people have to say out there on the Iran deal, on, you know, the new peace with brisket policy, which we should be starting up. But here's the phone number, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. If you're a European traveling through America for the first time, what do you think of all this? I did get a text from Sean, Solutions of the Republic. He said there's four boxes, not three. There's the soapbox, which is free speech, X, you know, you're allowed to get on and say things. There's the ballot box, which is where you get to, you know, participate in these elections, which are probably fake. And I've got a little clip on that coming up. The jury box, which is where, and I don't even know if people know this. You have something called jury nullification where you could actually break a law. I think the New Jersey weed man did this. There's an old case about you can look it up, the New Jersey weed man. And he convinced the jury that whatever he was accused of doing shouldn't be illegal. And so he got the jury under the jury nullification laws to side with him, and basically he walked out a free man. David Knight used to interview him a lot, but the New Jersey weed man. But that's jury nullification. So you could literally have the jury go, no, what you did was right. The man selling marijuana across from Trenton City Hall, even the mayor is a fan of the NJ weed man. And whatever your thoughts on weed, should we be putting people in prison for smoking a plant that God has given us? No, we shouldn't. 100%. It's ridiculous. And the bullet box, or the cartridge box, is the last box. So soap box, ballot box, jury box, and cartridge box. We don't call them clips. We call them magazines. The magazine box. Anyway, there it is. Here's an article out of the New York Post this morning. Horrified construction workers dig up remains of 32 unborn babies. These are aborted babies. Digging up a driveway in rural Poland made a gruesome discovery of the remains of 32 human fetuses. The remains were found were taken from a hospital by a pathologist to use them for unauthorized scientific experiments, the Polish International News Network said. They were uncovered on a property in Lutors, a village near the city of Rzeszów, once belonged to a 57-year-old pathologist identified by the Polish media as Magdalena H. The current owners were a young couple and had recently purchased the property and started renovations. They had no idea the nightmare they were to expose beneath their feet. So not only human remains, but large quantities of medical waste, all of which are the center of the investigation. Magdalena told prosecutors he had removed the fetuses from a hospital during the COVID-19 pandemic, and he used them for alleged medical research at her home. Authorities said the remains were placed inside sacks and buried on the property. I don't even know what the woman does. I knew her by sight, said one villager. Another said it was a bit strange. Investigators believe the woman buried the fetuses to cut down on costs. She now faces charges, including desecration of human remains and illegal disposal of hazardous medical waste, including tubes, containers, and microscope slides. If convicted, she could face up to 12 years in prison. Crazy. Let's combat that with a feel-good story. This is an older story. This girl's a lot older now, but this girl's born without hands, young lady, and in 2016, she taught herself how to write between her two forearms, and her handwriting was so neat, she earned national recognition. She actually won two different national handwriting championships, and she doesn't even have hands. You can see right there, she's got nubs, and she puts the pencil in between her forearm nubs and learned how to write using that. And so what you have to ask yourself is, what the hell is your excuse out there for not accomplishing great things? I mean, look at this girl not letting her disabilities run her life and not being a victim. This is the opposite of victim mentality. I want to get to this, but I'm not going to get to this right now. But this is the parasite that hides into you. There's a entamoeba histolytica has been found. It basically devours part of your cell and becomes part of the cell. Sort of like the thing. Sort of like this. When I read this, I'm like, oh, the thing right here. And it can spread in organs. It infects millions of people. It kills about 50 million people a year. It takes teeny bites from human cells and steals their proteins to cover itself like a disguise. So I guess, you know, like those zombie movies or the zombie TV shows where they all, you know, cover themselves in blood to blend in with the zombies. Here's a Tommy Robinson. I was talking about him just a little bit ago. UK police detain Tommy Robinson, seized phone under Counterterrorism Act. And RATM guitarist Tom Morello attacks activists during England show. British activist Tommy Robinson was detained by law enforcement upon landing at Heathrow Airport on Saturday, announcing on social media that he was held for 3 hours and his phone was taken. He was stopped under the provisions of Schedule 3 of the Counterterrorism and Border Security Act. I wonder if part of that Border Security Act is keeping migrants out of the country. Probably not. He had just returned from a trip to Russia where he met with Elon Musk's father. Individual posting on Robinson's account shared an image of paperwork he received during interrogation and claims after a social media user claimed that news of his detainment was a lie. Yeah, see, a little sock puppet there was saying it was a lie. Actor and comedian John Cleese sarcastically replied, "Did he stab someone?" in response to Financial Times covering his detainment. Musk joked, he used the words that pro-stabbing politicians didn't like. After the brief arrest, Ezra Levant explained Tommy wasn't actually charged. Instead, he was arrested and questioned and having his devices seized. Because what they wanted to do was find something on his phone that they could go after him with. And the only way to do that was to detain him. So they could search his phone and go, oh, you actually don't have anything we could convict you with. But maybe they planted something on his phone. Who knows? So they're using terrorism laws to spy on peaceful protesting dissent. They're not even pretending to abuse the law anymore. Just 1 month ago, Musk predicted the British government would probably arrest Tommy Robinson after he led the Million Man March against UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. And then Tom Morello was at a concert, and he was F Tommy Robinson. It was written on the back of Morello's guitar. See, Morello's all about migrant invasions and communism. Because he's a millionaire. We call him millionaire socialist. Rage for the machine. F you, I'll do what you tell me. I will do what you tell me. Now, Alex said he's going to have Kurt Metzger on in, I don't know if it's this week or next week, to talk about QAnon and what he's found in his research. He was on the Danny Jones podcast, And he talked about the Trump assassination attempt in Butler and how that was actually, he believes it's a blood ritual. And there's a lot of people that are starting to look at that incident and go, well, why did Trump kill the investigation? Dan Bongino came out and said, well, at least that's what Tucker said he texted him to, that you got to take it up with Trump because he killed the investigation. Why would Trump kill that investigation? Did he not want to see where it would go? Did he not want to get who was behind it? Because we know it wasn't one kid by himself who just happened to go target shooting where all the feds go target shooting in his area. And his parents were both psychologists, and his house was cleaned up of everything. There was nothing in the house anymore. Definitely some fishy stuff going on. But there you can see it. You can see Brick's suit right there standing up. He's the one who has some pretty amazing footage right there. And there you can see people crouched down. They don't know what's going on. And then Trump pops up. When this happened, I was actually on a plane with Alex flying into Santa Rosa. Recovering a Bilderberg. And so as we landed, I started getting a ton of texts. Because when you start getting closer to the ground, texts start popping up on your phone. Questions remain at Secret Service 1 year after Trump rally shooting. And so here's Kurt Metzger on his theories about it. And he makes it biblical. He said it was a biblical thing. So here we go.
With his fake ear getting shot, which is from Exodus. Okay, that's how you show you're a willing servant.
What
of
do you
Israel.
Mean it's from Exodus? What do they say in Exodus?
Blood, ram's blood on the right ear and the wrist and the ankle. Remember Trump lost his shoe? Okay, and then that signifies you are in Egypt, when they're in Exodus, when they're leaving, the Egyptians want to go with the Israelites. They signified they're a willing servant with the ram's blood on the ear and wrist and ankle.
Find this, Steve.
Yeah, but when Heather Lynn's here, ask her. She'll tell you. She has a whole thing about it. Anyway, Charlie Kirk is an unblemished lamb that got killed. They were always going to kill him. But probably when he was president, killing a king, the power of that ritual gives you the power to change reality. Now, we don't have to make it in magical terms, just in regular, secular terms. What does it mean? Or 9/11. You see how that's a high ritual, isn't it? That's what Family Guy made fun of this, actually. 9/11 changed everything. 9/11 changed everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Nobody's jerked off camera for probably 30 years in this country. So, yes, it did.
Nobody's jerked off camera?
You've been spied on. Oh, I mean, everybody knows this, right?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Right.
And here's what's funny. They don't even have to. Or how about that Pokemon Go where fucking imbecile Spurg millennials went around. And you gave the government a way to map out the parts that their satellites couldn't look at. That's what that was for. That's what that
was
for.
Is that proven?
Yes. That's old news that I forgot about.
Pokemon Go was like an NSA program?
I forget the name of the company. But yeah, but everything, yo, we don't have capitalism, assholes. We have state capitalism like China. Only a few companies. You think that Zuckerberg invented Facebook? Well, he didn't. It was DARPA.
Right.
Think of the stories you've heard about UFOs. From that Corso piece of shit where he goes, we'd take alien things and we'd go to corporations and go, put a patent on this quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that, you sack of shit, Corso?
Right.
Oh, Eisenhower, they had a thing that could cure all the diseases, but he didn't want to hurt the pharmaceutical industry. That's a real quote from Colonel Corso. Now, and he's not saying it like he's telling you what a piece of shit Eisenhower is. He's saying it like, that's what we did. Okay.
Like he's proud of it?
You should. I don't even know the reality of what if hell's like, but I hope you go there.
I can't wait to see Kurt Metzger on the show. Here's another guy. Probably wouldn't be like this had not been for listening to hours of Alex Jones and doing his own and then going, you know what? I don't accept the original narrative. I'm going to dig a little deeper. Yeah, there's the, you know, he's talking about Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go players built a $30 billion photo map that's now training robots to deliver your pizza. Yeah, that's all that was. And you can only see the Pokemon in the phone as you're running around looking for things. Pokemon Go players unwittingly contributed to tech with military drone uses. Yeah. And everybody goes, oh, it's Pokemon. It's so good. But no, it was basically created to map out areas. They think that most areas, like, you know, Times Square has had so many photos of it, you can make a 3D version of Times Square that's perfectly accurate right now. And what was it? It was during Obama. Jade Helm. Jade Helm was the training of how to train Army and Special Forces on how to go in and utilize social media in real time to get real time battle intelligence. They're like, why would they want to do that? To stay up to date. And that was 13 years ago. When was Jade Helm? 2015? Maybe 11 years ago. Yeah, 2015. Now, we were the stupid conspiracy theorists. We also told you Pokemon was going to be used to track the NSA. Here, stereo over Jane Helm exercise in Texas was fueled by Russians, says former CIA director. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was, the exercise was being run. It was an admitted exercise. Oh, the hysteria. People actually asking questions. See, if you ask questions about anything, you're just a Russian. That's all that means. Asking questions. All right, that number, 512-266-0642. I've got James, Bart, Sean, Leslie, and another Sean. Sean in Cali, Sean in Alaska. We're going to go to all of you. We've got, the next 6 minutes here in this hour, and then we got all the next hour. I've got more videos and stuff. But here, let's go to James in New Hampshire, wants to talk about ticks and a documentary and a recommendation. Go ahead, James. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing? You doing, Rob?
Doing great.
I love when you host, by the way.
Thanks.
About the tick thing, I've seen like no more ticks. It's weird. I think my chickens ate them all.
You know, I saw a video the other day, and it was a guy holding, he had a puppy, and he was holding, like, opening the ear up and moving the puppy around, and everywhere that there were ticks, the chicken was sitting there pecking them off. And the dog was just chill. He was like, yeah, get the ticks. Might be. There's also guinea hens. They say guinea hens are great for getting ticks. So you got a lot of chickens in your yard?
Only four, but I just let them run around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best tick repellent.
Like hawks can get. Ever watch Europa, The Last Battle?
I did not.
Well, I recommended it to you one time, and you said you were going to watch it. But it's like the.
I hardly watch TV anymore. I don't have time.
Well, I mean, it's on BitChute. That's the only place you can find it.
Where? On where?
BitChute.
BitChute. Okay.
But anyway, it's really interesting.
Is it about migration?
That's part of it.
Okay.
Like the later, it's like 10 episodes. It's really long. It's like 10 hours. But,
yeah, I might have seen part of it because now it sounds similar because Europa is about Europe. It's not about some far off planet or something or a moon of Jupiter.
It's basically about like the German side of the story and like Hitler and like how the Jews like declared war on Germany and like boycotted. It's like the Nazi side of the story, basically.
Okay.
But anyway, have you heard of, what's this dude's name? This kid, I figured, you don't want to work with a Jew.
Yeah, I was going to cover that story, actually. So one of Trump's, his anti-Semitic czar or whatever, was like, yeah, we're going to make sure this kid never works again. Yeah, Leo Terrell.
No, it's not that. That's not his name.
Well, no. Hold That's on, not his name. Leo Terrell's the government account, the chair of the DOJ Task Force to Combat Anti-Semitism. So that's this guy's. He's a DOJ official. So he's going after this kid. What's the kid's name again? Do you have his name?
Austin Franco. He went to Cornell.
Yeah.
And he said, he just said, I don't want to work with a Jew, thanks. And they're like flipping out, and on Fox News, they covered it. And it was Kayleigh McEnany and like Emily Campagna, they like flipped out. It's so hilarious. You got to get that clip.
Yeah, we'll look for that. Let's play this clip right now. This is, you guys just had it up there. This is a guy talking about the chair of the DOJ task force to combat anti-Semitism. That's how crazy it's gotten at this point. But here, yeah, off of a 19-year-old kid just saying, hey, I don't want to work with the Jews, okay? That's all. That's his right to say that. It's his right. And that's not anti-Semitic. He has no power. He's a student at Cornell. So all he says, I'm not interested in working for Jews. Who cares? But you want to make it a big deal. Now we're going to make it a big deal. Here's that clip.
All right, this is crazy. He did this on his official government account. When you go to the account, it says that his title is the chair of the DOJ task force to combat anti-Semitism in America. Like, what? The DOJ, or we're investigating anti-Semitism? We are are we planning to charge people with crimes for this? Like, why does that even exist? Does it exist for any other religion or group out there? Whatever. Anyways, from his official government account, he talks about how he's going to go out of his way to help basically make this sure this 19-year-old kid never gets a job. This is nuts. I think this is nuts. I think this is a form of weaponization of government. I went through the weaponization of government after January 6th. I believe this is another form of weaponization of government and intimidation by the federal government on a 19-year-old kid because they said something he did that they didn't like. That is crazy. Whether you agree with what the kid said or not, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. We're going to ruin a 19-year-old kid's life because he said something that you don't like because it's something that offended you. Dude, if your feelings are and your emotions are that you're that immature emotionally that you're going to try to ruin a 19-year-old kid's life. He didn't make anything threatening. Didn't even say anything, want anything bad to happen to anybody. He said a word you didn't like, and you are going to try to ruin his life. You shouldn't be working for the government. I'm sorry, but I don't think you have the emotional maturity.
All you're doing,
maturity.
You can kill it. All you're doing there is creating an entrepreneur. That's all. Oh, you're not going to let me get a job anywhere? Okay, well, I'm going to use my Cornell education and I'm going to start my own business. That's all you've done. Okay, don't hire me. I mean, why do you want to go work for a Fortune 500 company anyway? They could take your time? No, that's all. Austin Franco is going to be successful because of this. We'll be right back. James, stay on the line.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, But you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.